USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration hasn't made public the evidence used in the decision to kill Iran's top military commander. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien tells ABC's This Week that the U.S. intelligence system needs to be protected.
I'd love to release the intelligence. The reason we don't is because that same intelligence, those same streams and channels are what allow us to protect Americans going forward. So rather than have a short-term political win, release the intelligence and say, I told you so, we want to keep the American people safe going forward. So we're going to be circumspect, but everything the president has said is consistent with, and his interpretation is very consistent with the intelligence, which showed that Soleimani was plotting to kill Americans.
Puerto Rico is still trying to recover after a wave of earthquakes hit last week. Recovery efforts are slow. Thousands still have no water and no power. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. rootwall.com.
Even as fellow Democrats pressure Nancy Pelosi to send two articles of impeachment to the Senate, she says there will likely be developments this week.
I would be consulting with my members this week on Tuesday morning at our regular caucus meeting that we would vote to send them over, and we'll determine in our meeting when we send them over.
The U.S. military identified the two soldiers killed this weekend in Afghanistan, 29-year-old Staff Sergeant Ian McLaughlin of Newport News, Virginia, and 21-year-old Private First Class Miguel Villalon of Joliet, Illinois. WBBM-TV reporter Mike Puccinelli.
Miguel Villalon was killed in Afghanistan alongside another soldier. He was just 21 years of age. Now, it happened in Kandahar, Afghanistan, when their vehicle rolled over an improvised explosive device. Villalon graduated from East Aurora High School back in 2017. In paying tribute, officials at the school thanked the young soldier for his courage and service to the nation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Fire officials in Australia say they're now on the offensive thanks to the weather. USA's John Hunt has more.
Dale McLean, who's helping manage the response to a fire near the town of Bodilla in New South Wales, was part of a team that was bulldozing down small trees and burning scrub ahead of the fire's projected path to try to stop it from reaching a major highway by starving it of any fuel. Meanwhile, U.S. tennis star Serena Williams donated her $43,000 winner's check from New Zealand's ASB Classic to the fundraising appeal for the victims of wildfires, joining many tennis stars, including Novak Djokovic and Maria Sharapova. Also, the news came that a firefighter had been killed. The tragedy brings the death toll to 37 in a crisis that has destroyed more than 2,000 homes and scorched an area larger than Indiana. Four of the casualties have been firefighters. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The Queen is calling a family meeting, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth has ordered Prince Harry to meet with her, his father, and his brother on Monday to discuss Harry's desire to step back from his senior role among the royals. They are scheduled to meet at the Queen's estate in Norfolk. Harry's wife, Meghan Markle, returning to Canada with their son on Friday. It appears the family will try to work out a deal that can be the template in the future should any other member of the royal family wish to return to a non-royal life. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And I'm Wendy King.